Jones.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Neil, for those very kind and supportive remarks. And to all of our county chairs, to our elected leaders, to our GOP committee men and women across the 20th district, some of whom are here today, family and friends, ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great sense of responsibility and humility that I accept your endorsement for Congress in the 20th district. This campaign represents a cause to renew our public and to affect policies that make us secure, prosperous, and free. And we would not be here today were it not for the hardworking efforts from all of those across this district and from our campaign staff. And I say today, thank you. I'm very grateful. Now, as Neil mentioned just moments ago, over the past month, we've had four candidates that have endured the endorsement process. And I want to recognize my colleagues and friends, Dave Harper, Dan Steck, and Patrick Ziegler. And Dave and Patrick are here today. It takes courage to step into this arena. And I want to express my respect and admiration for these men, for their leadership, patriotism, and devotion to our country. And the citizens of the 20th District are proud today for their efforts, what they've added to this campaign. Yes. You know, getting to know them, their wives, and their families have made me a better person. And Mary Jo and I have deeply appreciated their friendship, and we thank them for their friendship and their service. And please join me in one last round of applause for them, please. I take inspiration today from former President Ronald Reagan and former Congressman Jerry Solomon, two great Americans who answered a calling to public service leadership three decades ago. Because of leaders like these, our country and this district emerged out of economic malaise in the late 1970s and found new hope and strength. Indeed, today, we find ourselves in another period of economic downturn, with too many neighbors out of work and many questioning our future. And we've made some choices as of late that have set us back. The weight of our economy is strained by overtaxation and regulation, and too often we look to Washington, D.C. to solve problems that are better left to individuals, families, and communities. At the heart of this election in November is a choice. What kind of people will we be in the 21st century? Will we continue down the path of centralization and dependency, or will we live free? This campaign is a cause to renew our republic and to restore our faith in liberty and in the founding principles that made us at once the wealthiest and the freest country in the history of mankind. In America, we care deeply about our fellow man, and we show that every day with the compassion of our volunteerism and the strength of our local governments. We don't want Washington, D.C. deciding how we should live. In the heart of America, at the heart of America, is our families and communities, and that's where the power should be. We recognize the situation we are in, and we cannot sustain this deficit in debt. We must balance our budget and make the right choices and investments to compete in the global economy and sustain our agricultural and manufacturing sectors of our economy. And we've faced challenges before. And with the right leadership, we will prevail. And with the right choices, our best days are still in front of us. Indeed, with the right choices, we can ensure that our future is secure, prosperous, and free. And the central focus for our campaign is about job growth and private sector revitalization. We will fight for lower taxes, elimination of duplicative and onerous regulation, and for new legislation that truly drives down healthcare costs. We will fight so that businesses can grow and ordinary Americans can enjoy more wealth and freedom. I'm committed to running a positive campaign that focuses on the future and how we restore America's greatness. I will work tirelessly to serve you and to help change the direction of America. The trust you have placed in me today fills me with a great sense of purpose, honor, and responsibility to the citizens of this great district. Today, I ask that you join forces with me to recapture our destiny. Today, let's extend a hand to our neighbor and ask them to join us proudly in building a country that, once again, we will leave in good hands for our children. Thank you, and God bless America. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. We do have members of the press corps here, and I'll entertain a few questions before we continue on with the program. Well, I think the central issue in this campaign is what kind of people we're going to be in the 21st century. Are we going to continue down a path of centralization and dependency, or will we live free? Will we have economic policies that promote small business growth and provide for more bottom line for our citizens? We need to have a policy that lowers our taxes, that gets government out of the way in terms of these onerous and duplicative regulations, and that truly drives down health care costs. That's what this campaign is really all about.
I heard that the first time you said it, sir, but specifically, what has Scott Murphy done that doesn't allow us to live free?
Well, I would tell you that, as Neil pointed out earlier, there have been a couple choices, with all due respect to Mr. Murphy, that he has taken that has not been in step with our district and has not helped us be secure, prosperous, and free, in particular, prosperous. The choice on the cap and trade bill, where he voted for that bill, is a bad bill for our district. Most recently, he voted for a health care reform bill that is going to drive up our premium costs. We know this because the actions that we needed to take to drive down our premiums, we needed to have access to insurance companies across state lines. And that was not done. And we needed to enact tort reform so that we could cap malpractice suits and we could drive down premiums, which could have been passed along to consumers. Neither of those stipulations were in the bill. The bill is going to end up having our premiums go up, and that's going to hurt ordinary Americans. In addition, there are taxes in that bill, I'm sure you're tracking, that are going to cause small businesses to have a decrease in their bottom line. And so for both of those reasons, that vote hurt our district. And as you know, that was a change. He initially voted against the bill, and that was a good choice when he did. Go ahead.
So you would have voted against the health care bill, but the argument that many of the advocates make is that there was no health care bill really for 100 years, Republican and Democratic.
Yeah. Well, now, here's the thing, is that all Americans are impacted by costs. What we should have done is focused on cost by doing three simple measures, and it wouldn't have taken 2,700 pages to do it. We should have had access to insurance companies across state lines. We should have enacted tort reform, particularly putting caps on malpractice judgments and how that would have, by second order effect, impacted premiums for doctors, which we could have passed along in savings. And then thirdly, measures to combat the fraud, waste, and abuse. Had we had a tightly worded bill that focused on that, we would have driven down healthcare costs. Yeah. You know, yeah. One sector of our economy here in upstate New York that has been thriving, the medical device industry, which we're proud to have several companies be part of here in the greater Capital District area, they're hit with a new tax in this bill, a 2.3% tax on their devices. That's going to hurt our businesses here in the greater Albany area. Like I said, Mr. Murphy was on the right side when he voted against this bill the first time. Okay, other questions?
What would you do specifically to help the struggling dairy farmers in rural Greene and Columbia County?
Yeah, hey, great question. And let me say two things on that. The first of which is I think we need to join with some of our local leaders right now in New York State, like Senator McDonald, Senator Little, various assemblymen, including Tony Jordan, in our district area, who are promoting our local agricultural sector by working towards so we eat the food that's grown here. That's number one. Number two is we need to be careful not to enact legislation that's going to hurt our farms at a time when they're struggling. I think if you ask that question, I'm sure you're probably tracking that 2007 was a great year for our dairy farmers, a record year, matter of fact, in terms of their bottom line. 2008 was pretty good. 2009, not so good. And 2010, it looks to potentially be even worse. And now, here in Albany, there's a bill under consideration that is going to change the labor law for our farms. This would be a step in the wrong direction. And we need to be careful not to exacerbate the situation for our farms at a time when they're struggling. Well, I would tell you that I'm generally a free trader, but not when it comes to the agricultural sector of our economy. I think it's so vitally important that we continue to grow our own food here and eat food that is grown in America. So we can have that. We can protect those industries. I can take another one back here. Well, first of all, I have no political background. I think that's actually an advantage right now. Hey. Proven leadership you can count on. I have been tested under fire, and I have come through. In the toughest of times, rock-solid principles that you can count on. I will not be swayed by the special interests, or by the powerful forces in Washington, D.C. I know whom I will be representing, and that's who I'll be standing. I'll be speaking out for the people of the 20th. I want to go ahead and take that last question. Go ahead. Okay, yeah, thanks for that question. Let me say this, just as a prefacing remark, that Governor Corzine outraised Christie, now Governor Christie, almost 2-1. And there were three individuals in that race, and Christie won. It's not an amount of money. We've got the right message. We've got activism. We're going to win this thing on the ground. I'll tell you that much. We're going to, and I know that I'm going to continue to respond to your question because I want to answer it fully. We're already in the process of raising money. I will tell you that even though we've only been in this race for about 25 days, and the focus of the race here to date has been on meeting the committee men and women throughout the 20th district. We have been simultaneously raising money, and we're going to post respectable numbers for those 25 days. When you see our filing here in a couple weeks, you're going to see a very respectable filing. Now, let me say this. We've got a strategy. As we go forward from here, we're going to be able to raise the money to compete. We're going to raise good money, both inside the district, and I think that there's going to be interest outside the district to support us. And so we're going to be able to compete in the air. As I said, we're going to compete in the air, but we're going to win this thing on the ground with the grassroots organizations throughout the 20th district. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you. If I could have the elected officials and county chairs come on up for a picture, please.